What's wrong with you?
Nothing, Uncle Bill.
What are you doing that for?
I'm just practicing to scare Sue Jeanette Minter.
What do you want to scare her for?
She likes him. She follows me around all the time at school. It's awful.
You think Scary Faces is going to stop her?
I think she'll like them. What am I going to do?
Well, it's one of those problems us good-looking guys just have to put up with.
You'll see Sue Jeanette tomorrow night.
Tomorrow?
At the school open house.
Good, and we'll both put a whammy on it.
Why did she have to pick on me?
Uncle Bill? Are you busy?
No. You got problems?
No. I have been offered a job.
A job?
Babysitting for the Kingsleys on the 9th floor. 75 cents an hour and a dollar an hour after midnight.
Well, if you need more allowance, why don't you just tell me?
Well, it's not exactly the money. Mostly, I just like to prove that I can earn some on my own. You know, be a little self-sufficient.
Well, you don't have to prove anything to me. You got plenty of time to be self-sufficient later.
Oh, please, let me try. Mrs. Kingsley is counting on me tonight.
All right, you try it once. We'll see how you make out.
Uncle Bill, you're a prince.
The word is pushover.
Mr. Davis in.
Oh, whom may I say is calling?
Mrs. Greg Parkhurst.
Freddie!
Bill!
Freddie!
Oh, you're the only man who ever called me Freddie.
Well, Frederica just wasn't like you.
Oh, Mother used to wince whenever she heard you call me Freddie. She thought it made me seem unfeminine.
Fat chance of that. Come on in.
Well, how many years has it been?
Well, let's see, You were about 19 then, and now...
Never mind. You haven't changed at all.
Well, you have. You got pretty. How's Greg?
Well, he's prosperous. He had to come to New York on business, so this time I decided to tag along. There's nothing to keep me in Terre Haute.
Well, good. Maybe three of us can have dinner together, okay?
Well, he'll be tied up in business meetings, but maybe we could shanghai him one evening later. I never pictured you as an internationally famous engineer. You were always so relaxed. Greg was the go-getter.
Well, different guys got different ways of going and getting.
Hey, Jody. We're just practicing. Sue Jeanette hates bugs.
I'm with her.
This isn't a real bug.
I phoned Mrs. Kingsley, and she was totally delirious. She wants me to sit for her every Thursday night.
A bachelor with three children?
Wait a minute. That's Jody, Buffy, Sissy. This is Mrs. Parker.
How do you do?
And this is Mrs. Beasley.
A pleasure.
Mrs. Parker comes from Terre Haute, too.
Did you know our mother and dad?
Their dad was my brother.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know your parents. But your Uncle Bill and I were very good friends.
In the olden days?
Exactly.
Those three are taking care of me now.
You're lucky.
Are you going to be able to stay for dinner with us?
Well, I...
Oh, come on, you can stay, can't you, Freddie?
I'd love to. Greg's going to a banquet.
I knew somebody named Freddie once, but he was a boy.
Well, my name is really Frederica.
That's pretty. I like Freddie better.
So do I.
Come on, you guys, and wash up for dinner.
I guess sit next to Freddie. You're supposed to call her Mrs. Parker.
Oh, may we offer you some more tart macaroon?
Oh, it was delicious, French, but I mustn't.
You may offer me more, Mr. French.
Me too.
Hey, you kids know the rule about too many sweets.
Bill, they did eat all their green vegetables.
Yes, and they did drink their milk right down to the last drops, you know.
Okay, I'm outnumbered. Seconds this time.
Yippee! Yippee!
Yippee!
Thanks, Mrs. Parker.
Thanks, Mr. French.
French, we'll have coffee in the living room, I think.
Very good, sir.
What a marvelous dinner.
Well, excuse me. I can't be late for my first job.
Good luck, Sissy.
Thank you.
Bye, Sissy.
Bye.
If Sissy's gone, who's going to put me to bed?
I'd like to volunteer, if you'll tell me what to do.
Don't worry. Mrs. Beasley and I will help you. Friends wear perfume that makes me sneeze. Yours smells like flowers.
It's lilac time. There, you'll have only nice dreams.
It smells nice.
Mrs. Beasley, may I? Secrets?
Mrs. Beasley likes you.
I'm glad. I can tell you two are very good friends.
Like you and Uncle Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me some more about how he was in the olden days.
Oh, well, he was very popular.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But he didn't work at it. It was just natural. He was never in a hurry. He always had time to stop and talk and to be interested.
Yes?
Oh, well, he had an old wreck of a car. And he never had more than 25 cents worth of gasoline in it at any one time. But anybody was welcome to ride. People, dogs, and cats. There was always room for one more.
I wish I could have ridden in Uncle Bill's old car.
You two ladies had better get to sleep now.
Good night.
Good night.
Ready?
Tony, I thought you were in bed.
I wanted to say good night to you.
Good night.
If you want to practice, you could tuck me in too.
I thought I lost you.
I was telling the twins about the olden days. They want to hear all about you.
Oh, I hope you just told them the good parts. Want some of this?
This has been a perfect evening, Bill.
It's good to see you again, Faye.
Those are wonderful kids. Oh, I was invited to come back and tell them more stories.
Well, you're welcome here anytime, Freddie. You know that.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Uncle Bill.
Well, I haven't seen him.
Maybe a turtle ate him.
Now I can't scare Sue Jeanette Mentor.
Well, there he is. He's got a sweet tooth just like you.
Thanks, Uncle Bill.
Good morning, Uncle Bill.
Hi. Did you go all right?
Oh, perfect. Mrs. Kingsley said they never had a better sitter. I've got another job for tonight.
2 nights in a row?
Well, it's Friday night, Uncle Bill. And besides, these are friends of the Kingsleys. Mrs. Kingsley says she can get me all the jobs I want.
Yeah, well, 1 or 2 nights a week are enough.
But, Uncle Bill, it's such a breeze. I earned $4 last night just studying and watching television.
Well, don't try for your first million overnight.
We're ready! We'll bring you your badge this afternoon, Uncle Bill.
What badge?
We're making badges for all the first grade mothers and fathers to wear at the open house tonight.
Oh, that's right, the open house. Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Uncle Bill.
Bye. I knew I forgot something.
A conflict, sir?
I invited Mrs. Parkhurst to have dinner with me tonight, but the kids' school's having that open house.
Be glad to fill in for you, sir, if you like.
No, the kids are counting on me, thanks. Well, maybe Freddie'd like to go along, too. Remind her of one of those cheap dates we used to have. Good, Jody.
There she is.
So, Jeanette, why don't you try just staring back at her?
She likes it.
Come on.
I did this.
Your own Mona Lisa, huh?
Come see mine, Uncle Bill.
Okay.
All the girls drew pictures of their family. Room for all of Mr. French.
Well, hi, Davises. I'm Ruth Minter.
Oh, you're Sue Jeanette's mother.
Oh, Mrs. Davis, I don't believe that I have your name on my list. I'm head room mother this year, and well, with 2 little ones in this class, you ought to be helping us with our lunch program.
Mrs. Minter, this isn't Mrs. Davis. This is Mrs. Parkhurst. She's a friend's guest tonight.
Oh, dear. Well, excuse me. Well, when I saw the four of you together, I just thought to...
Of course, tonight I'm sort of a parent pro tem.
Well, we'd better be going.
Uncle Bill, I hear they have cookies and punch in the auditorium.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Thank you.
this, and when you get back to Terre Haute, and the people ask you what you did for excitement in New York, you can just tell them that we went to the first grade open house. I hope you weren't embarrassed by Mrs. Minter. It was just kind of a natural mistake, I guess.
We all make mistakes. Bill, do you ever play What If?
What's What If?
You know, what if I had done this, or what if I hadn't done that?
Not very often.
I do. Which means, I guess, that you're happy with what you have, and I'm not.
Well, if I remember rightly, you were always the girl that knew just what she wanted and went after it.
Was I?
Yep. That's why the minute Greg Parkhurst moved into Terre Haute, I knew it was going to be the two of you.
Yes, I decided Greg was going places and I was going with him. So we went, and here we are. He's married to his work, and I pass the time playing What If.
Listen, what if I take you back to the hotel and I head for home? It's after 1 o'clock. French, why are you going up so late?
Well, I'm afraid Miss Sissy hasn't returned home yet, sir.
She hasn't returned home yet? It's after 2 o'clock.
Yes, I'm most concerned, sir, but since she neglected to advise me where she was sitting, I really didn't know what action to take.
Well, that's just great. Kid her age out this time of night. You know, I was against this babysitting business right from the start, and then I went ahead and let her do it.
Yes, sir.
Well, I wish I'd learned to trust my own instincts about these kids. What was the name of the people she's sitting for last night?
Kingsley, sir. They have an apartment on the 9th floor.
Kingsley. Well, maybe they know where she is tonight.
Are you responsible for this girl?
Yes, I am.
I picked her up in a curfew violation.
A what?
Well, the people were so much later than they said they'd be. Well, they didn't offer to drive me home.
You know, it's a dangerous thing for a girl this age to be out at this time of night.
Yes, I know. I'm aware of that, officer. Look, I promise you this won't happen again. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm sorry, Uncle Bill. It'll never happen again.
You bet it'll never happen again, because as of right now, you are a retired babysitter. You got that?
Oh, but Uncle Bill...
Look, I am the one that's responsible for you, Sissy. I am responsible for keeping you safe and keeping you well. And I am the one who's going to decide what's best for you. Don't tell me about how other parents handle a situation. I don't care if it makes you unhappy either. Now, go on to bed. Go on. I said go to bed. So I'll go to bed. Hi, Freddy.
Hi.
Where's Greg?
He promised he'd meet me here.
Hi, Miss Parker.
Hi, Miss Parker. How are you?
Fine.
Sissy's babysitting for us tonight.
That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, you see, that way she can earn some money and be independent. And also stay out of trouble.
Bill, maybe you don't need help with the children after all.
No, we get along all right. Best we can. One problem at a time.
We never had a real babysitter before.
Pete Adams has them all the time. He says it's lots of fun.
I have something for you.
Thanks!
Thank you!
Golly, Bubble!
Me too!
This is for all that money you'll be earning.
Oh, thank you. Oops,
oh, a purse! Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Sissy! Come see.
Excuse me.
Well, Freddie, they're going to miss you.
Well, I'm going to miss them. Bill,
Mrs. Parkers, come see our bubbles.
Go on. I'll be right out.
Now, let me see these bubbles.
I made our biggest one. I'd rather make a lot of little ones.
Let me try.
Wow.
I'll get it, Frank. Hi, Greg.
Hello, Bill.
Come on in.
Thank you.
Beginning to think we'd never get together at all.
Oh, it's been three hectic days.
Want a drink?
Love one. Thank you.
French, please.
Yes, sir.
We're drinking out here yet?
Right out there.
So those are the children. No wonder Frederica was enthusiastic.
Now, she made quite a hit, too.
Sir?
Oh, thank you.
Greg, you made it.
Hello, dear.
It's getting chilly out there. You two look solemn.
No. Now, this is Buffy, this is Sissy, that's Jody, this is Mr. Parker.
How do you do?
Hi, how are you?
Sissy. Come on. We're going to save some of our bubbles for tomorrow.
Good idea.
They look really pretty in the light.
I just wish they didn't bust.
But they always do.
And they lived happily ever after. The end.
Read us another one.
Oh, Jody, I've read till I'm hoarse.
Read us another book. Read us another book.
Stop it, you guys. What is the matter with you?
You're a babysitter. And babysitters are supposed to do what we want. Read us another book or we'll yell and scream.
Jody, now sit down and behave yourself.
Pete says he just yells and jumps up and down, and the babysitters always do what he wants. What a book!
Hey, Sissy, what are you playing back there?
Uncle Bill, I quit as babysitter.
You quit?
It's terrible. I can't do anything with the twins. So I am no longer working as babysitter, all right?
All right. Excuse me.
Honey, Bill can handle it. Oh, Frederica, I'd like to play your game, that what if. When we get back home, what if we contact that adoption agency?
Do you mean that?
Yes, I do, honey. What do you say?
Aren't supposed to talk that way.
I'm not a babysitter anymore. I'm just your sister, and I'm telling you to settle down and get ready for bed. Now.
Yes. We're sorry. Well, it was great while it lasted.